And by prescription drugs, you mean like efforts to essentially lower the price of drugs for Americans.
That's correct. And it's something that you see across the board. Doesn't really matter your political affiliation, something that people really deal with every day. And, you know, Democrats also think the child tax credit, which Americans saw just, you know, a couple of hundred bucks in their paycheck being given out by Democrats, that's been taken away. So we might see a reaction to that now that families realize, oh, I was getting this money, it was helping me, but now I'm not able to get it.
How does Senator Joe Manchin feel about this break up, build back better plan?
So it's something that hasn't been posed to him yet. A lot of the focus over on the Senate side has been voting rights. And of course, for him, that means, are you going to vote in favor of, you know, eliminating the filibuster in its current form? Of course, he has said time and time again, no, that is not something I'm going to do. And what Manchin has said for a long time is, you know, we should take a pause. We should take a breather on Build Back Better. And he's also said, maybe we should look at things like the child tax credit, for example. He isn't necessarily against it. Same thing with paid family leave, for example. But he thinks that there could be a bipartisan solution to those two policies. So he may be on board with trying to find a way to get Republicans on board on certain policies, but we don't know for certain if he's totally okay with breaking up the legislation. But we do know he doesn't like the Build Back Better Act in its current form.
So if there were a world where you got enough Democrats to support this plan of breaking off certain parts of the Build Back Better Act, what are the chances that any Republicans would sign on to any of those things?
Yeah, I mean, that is the big risk, and that's exactly what leadership tells these members. They say, you know, there's no guarantee that Republicans will sign on, especially the closer that we get to the midterm elections. Some of those Republicans may not want to be affiliated with any Democratic bill, any bipartisan bill, even though it might be something that their constituents support. So, you know, I've asked Democratic members, I'm like, well, what gives you the idea, right, that Republicans will sign on? And when it comes to things like prescription drugs and child tax credit, they say, well, you know, some Republicans were really just basing this off the fact that they've said in the past that they would be supportive of this measure if you trim this, if you change that. So they would want to start having those conversations now, in January, rather than in August, when everyone is on the campaign trail trying to make their pitch, trying to say this is what we did, and try not to highlight what they weren't able to do. So it is pretty risky, but it's something that Democrats want to at least have the green light from leadership to be able to pursue.